Good evening, everybody. My name is John, and I am your host with the most. So be prepared to be scared silly, because this is Boo, My Dad Says. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Friday night edition of Boo, My Dad Says. My name is John, and thank you so much for listening to our show. The Friday night editions are going to be different. I'm going to call these Freaky Fridays, because one, I am so happy that it's the weekend, and I'm going to get to go out into the garage tomorrow with my oldest son, and we're going to be working on one of our hobbies. We like to do prop building, and one of the props that we have on the table is Thor's hammer Mjolnir. And I think it's going to turn out really good. We are going to be using EVA foam to build the hammerhead. We're going to be using like maybe a wooden dowel or a PVC pipe and wrap that in leather for the handle. And I think once it's all said and done, it's going to look really, really cool. So on to what Freaky Fridays are all about. Freaky Fridays are going to be little mini episodes. The episode is going to have a single story in it that doesn't necessarily fit into what the theme of one of my full-length episodes was going to be about. Like Wednesday's episode was about East Tennessee State University and the hauntings that take place there. Well, the story tonight wouldn't exactly fit in with that, and it doesn't fit in with the stories that I have planned for next Wednesday's episode. And no spoilers, so you're just going to have to be patient. But tonight's episode is going to be a good one. So our story tonight is called The Ghost Light on Holston Mountain. And I want to give a big thank you out to a good friend of mine named Josh Blevins. He is the one that pointed me in the direction of this. And when I read it, I was like, this is a really awesome story. So Josh, if you're listening, big thanks for pointing me in this direction. Now, the account that I'm going to be reading tonight, it's actually an account by a Mr. Bud Phillips, and he is a local historian for our area. He is up near Bristol, Tennessee, and I want to give him credit for writing this, because I don't want to take credit for something I didn't write, but we did find it. And I feel like this is a story that should be out there, because it is just amazing. On the night of January the 8th in 1959, there was snow on the ground and dark clouds was hanging over the area. The temperature was very low. At 8:32 p.m., the pilot of a Southeast Airline DC-3 radioed the Tri-Cities Airport that he was circling to make a landing, ending his long flight from Memphis. So Tri-Cities, it's our local regional airport. It's nothing big. It's just a little small one or two runway airport. So all things were set in readiness for the landing, but the plane did not arrive as scheduled. After a long wait, the employees at the airport became worried. A quick check of the airports in the vicinity was made, but none had news of an overdue plane. It seemed that it and the 10 persons aboard had vanished. It was then that a large search party was organized to begin searching for the plane. This group was made up of several volunteers, trained rescuers, members of the sheriff's department, highway patrolmen, and several airport personnel. The search went on for hours through the dark, cold night. About 4 a.m., one of the Civil Air patrolmen, Virgil Peck, noticed that there was a light high up on Holston Mountain. After spotting this, he gave the news to the others. The point of observation was from a place about midway up the mountain on Highway 421, east of the bridge that crossed South Holston Lake. He said the light answered the signal he had given. An old-timer in the area who lived on the mountainside and joined the search said the light was coming from a rough, almost impenetrable terrain and that there was no cabins or campsites anywhere on that very steep mountainside. Captain Ed Allen of the Civil Air Patrol took a very powerful searchlight and waved it from side to side. The very distant light answered in the same way. He moved his light up and down, and again it was answered in the same way. A National Guard plane was summoned and dispatched to the area. Because of the large and low-hanging clouds and haze from the mountainside, the pilot could not see everything. But as the plane crossed over, the mystery light went crazy, swinging around and around frantically. It seemed as if trying to gain attention of the overhead plane. At daybreak, the rescuers moved up the rugged mountain. The old resident of the mountain mentioned before made the remark that no human foot had ever been set in that area. Perhaps he might have been right. About noon of that day, wreckage was found. Apparently the plane had slammed directly into the mountain and had been smashed to bits. Bodies were strewn over several hundred feet, and it was easily determined that all of them had been killed instantly. David McBride, a newspaper reporter who went to the site, examined the bodies and the snow-covered ground around them. There was plenty of evidence that none of them had moved, as the snow-covered ground was undisturbed. He went further and made a search along with other members of the rescue team for any kind of lighting device. Not one single light was found, not even a small flashlight. McBride made a comment that it looked like a ghost light had guided them to that place. And that remains the opinion of many people to this day. So, it's also been said that there have been two or three songs that have been composed about this light on Holston Mountain, but as I have only found out about this today and wanted to share this with you guys, I haven't had a chance to research this, but that, my friends, is the Freaky Friday episode. I want to thank you guys for listening. If you have a story that you would like for me to research, or if you just have a personal story that you want me to relay to the listeners, I will be more than happy to do that. Send me your story in an email at boomydadsays@outlook.com, and we will get it on to the air. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I know I am planning on having a wonderful weekend. And most of all, be safe out there. Make sure you're wearing your mask. And just try to, everyone, remain calm in all of this craziness. I mean, this week alone has been just crazy on steroids to the 10th degree. And we all just need to take a moment, let cooler heads prevail, and let's just be kind to one another. So that ends tonight's episode. Thanks again for listening. Good night, and God bless, my friends.